they had a son, Asherad. But Kishik had not lived to see their child grow. Might against the enemy was one thing, but Tatooine posed threats of its own. Not long after her son's birth, Kishik disappeared into a sandstorm, vanished into the wind. But Ayark had not grieved over the loss of her sister. The presence of the child had bound Sherrod to the Tuskens for life. Freely using the terrible powers and weapon at his disposal, Sherrod became a war leader, training his son alongside him. Ayark saw little of the humans in those times. With her permissive father dead, her lot became that of any other female in the tribe. She took a spouse, she bore children. The group swelled as survivors of other clans joined, and for a time, the Tuskens were strong. Under Sherrod, structure had replaced chaos. Leadership, something every Tusken defied on principle, seeped into practice as Sherrod could have his way on any issue. They feared him, yes, but they also followed. Sherrod had never believed the Tuskens were a cursed people. With such a warrior, a wizard really, the Tuskens could escape their fate and become mighty indeed. But that too was presumption. For other forces existed on Tatooine, more powerful than any single warrior. The greatest of the Hutts, Jabba, had for some reason manipulated Tusken tribes across the Jundland into an all-out war with the settlers, a fight that had claimed the life of Ayark's oldest son, just 6 cycles old. An answer had to be given, and Sherrod had led her clan and others into battle against the Hutts. But Jabba brought many thralls to battle that day, and countless Tusken warriors died, including her spouse, Dean. Sherrod had died too. Even Sherrod's son vanished, although no Tusken ever found the body. A bad omen, and it told true. The makeshift Tusken alliance forged by Sherrod collapsed, with the surviving clans melting away into the hillsides. Ayark, a mother holding 2 little children, found herself forced to hold together what remained of her tribe. The few warriors that had survived were damaged, physically and spiritually, able to carry Gaderfi, but unable to command others. Sherrod had left no successor. Ayark hadn't sought the role of war leader. There was enough to do, simply making sure the clan ate. But when no one rose, she did. It had once been her father's tribe, after all. They had seen her ride with warriors before. And more than ever, her decimated people understood the meaning of their creed. Whoever has 2 hands can hold the Gaderfi. Losses continued in the decade after Sherrod's death. Ayark had shared in them, losing another son, and later an eye, taken by infection after a wound. The crystal that now sat in its place had been a gift from Sherrod, but the greater blow was to the clan's spirit. When a mightier band of Tuskens vanished literally overnight several years earlier, leaving just the remnants of their camp behind, her group grew increasingly timid. Ayark had tried to revive their spirits by example, and later by daring exploits like the morning raids. After today, though, such things wouldn't be possible. The Shaper had no more clay to spare. Ayark stared back between the stone towers to the tents. Her people wandered wraith-like as if waiting for a final blow. There was no way to prevent such a stroke. Only 7 males of warrior age remained, those she had brought from the gorge, and they lived only because their cowardice had driven them to run the fastest. Of all sand people, Ayark had no objections to arming the rest of the clan. But even with a rifle placed in the hands of every mother, elder, and youngling, the prospects were poor. The Tuscans didn't train. All experience came from combat. They would die before they learned anything. No, it was pointless to resist. The clan would dissolve, its members drifting into bands where they would have no station or standing. Unless... A Yark looked up, startled. Yes. When her people had been desperate before, Sherrod had used his powers to give them purpose. In fact, he had brought larger groups to his side. With a similar leader, the Yark clan might become more than the rump of a once mighty tribe. A Yark's group could become the nucleus of a second united front, crushing the settlers once and for all. With another Sherrod. With Ben. If Ben was another Sherrod, the Tuscans couldn't afford to see him allied with the settlers, to be sure. But what if he could be made to join the Tuscans? He would have to be compelled. He'd already shown violence to her people inside the Oasis store. But compelled, how? Ben seemed to want to protect the storekeeper, but there was no chance of using the woman for leverage. Another foray against the compound was out of the question. Humans were odd creatures, forming attachments to irrelevant beings and things. Perhaps there was someone else Ben cared for on Tatooine that he would do anything to protect, even if it meant becoming a Tuscan himself. Eyes wide open, a Yark resolved to find out. Her exhausted body coursed again with energy and will. If a pressure point existed, a Yark would discover it and exploit it. But first, her youngest child had to be put to bed. Chapter 21. Ben had said little on the way home from the gorge. Annalene had been the opposite, asking one question after another as their speeder bike moved into the lengthening shadows of the western Junlin. What happened in the store with Obrek? What was the name that Plug Eye, a Yark, said to you? And how did you recognize it, especially when you're new to Tatooine? He'd never answered, acting as if he couldn't hear over the whine of the bike. And maybe he couldn't. Annalene had driven slow.